stepping into the box. It's Landis Davila. Here comes the pitch. And swing. Tip back into the glove. Davila yesterday, two hits and four at-bats, and that's a swing on a pitch on the outside. 0-2 count. Davila had one RBI. He came across the plate two times, and he also walked twice. He leads the team in base on balls. He's walked six times in this series. He awaits the pitch. Jureka offers, and that one caught a ball on the outside. Awaiting the pitch, it's Jureka, and he misses on the outside. Walked 20 batters in his 84 innings and struck out 88. Very strong season for him with the Royals. Here comes the pitch. And that ball low in the zone. 3-2 is the count now. Jureka previously played for Kansas State. And now here's the pitch. And that ball grounded. A dribbler to Taylor. He scoops it. The throw to first is caught. Torres scoops it out of the dirt. No runs on one hit. We will swing it over to the bottom of the first inning right after these messages.
Groovy.
Awesome. Ooh, that's fire. No matter how you say it, Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union's new online banking and mobile app has something cool for everyone. Download the new app now and find out why the KTVA ECU app is the easiest way to manage your money. 24/7, anytime, anywhere. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Message and data rates may apply.
Netting Pros and Stadionic are proud to return as the official netting partner of the Appalachian League. Our team prides themselves on making sports facilities iconic, whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more. Netting Pros and Stadionic are the most trusted names in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Andrew Cribbs, the starter on the mound for your Kingsport Axemen. He is a redshirt junior currently with Charlotte University down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Went to CAK High School out of Knoxville, Tennessee. Last season with the 49ers, had 16 appearances. 15 of those were starts, had a record of 3 wins and 2 losses, and in 65 innings gave up 30 earned runs. That is a 4.15 ERA. Interesting to see what Cribbs can do here. It's his first start of the Appalachian League season, and it's Aiden Malpass leading off for the River Turtles, the Missouri SEC guy, taking on the guy from Little Old Charlotte. And that pitch is on the outside. Ball one. Yesterday, Malpass 0-for-3. He did get on base twice on walks. Looks to have a bit of a better performance today as he lines one into center field. but Alex Kelsey roams under it for the first out of the inning. JT Taylor, the new batter. He steps up to the plate. Two hits from him last night out of five at-bats. Struck out once, but he did have an RBI. Game before that, in the first game of the series, no hits in three at-bats. Cribbs offers and swinging at a high fastball at 92 miles per hour. Kingsport has some high velocity throwers on the mound. As that pitch misses outside, 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch from Cribbs. That ball is fouled back. Count is now 1-2 for JT Taylor out of North Carolina A&T. The redshirt freshman, 202 at-bats with the Aggies, 60 of those being hits. And here comes the pitch, and Cribbs, that one gets away from him. Misses just a bit high. Gets past Roussian. Here comes the pitch. And Cribbs, that one clips JT Taylor on the elbow. And he will take first base. Now that's Braden Ricketts stepping up to the plate at a big three-run bomb in game number one of the series. And yesterday went 2-for-3 with two RBIs. He also reached on a walk, and he came across the plate once. Here comes the pitch, and Cribbs misses outside. That one at 90. With the 49ers, Cribbs held his opponents to a .260 batting average and retired 61 of them with a strikeout. 1-0 the count, the offer, and that one misses low with the Ricketts take. Braden Ricketts out of Brampton, Ontario. The Canadian awaits. 2-0, and Cribbs will check over to first base at Taylor. He is back in standing. The 16th overall prospect in Ontario. He was the number two catcher. Ricketts has swung a hot bat. Runner goes. The throw from Roussian is not in time. Taylor reaches second base safely. And it's a stolen base for JT Taylor. Taylor's six stolen bases with North Carolina A&T. And now Ricketts with a guy in scoring position. He's been great in this scenario. It's a 3-0 count. Cribbs offers and turns on that one. Drives that one high into the sky, but it is way foul. He bounced on that one like he was hunting it. Ricketts awaits the 3-1 offer from Cribbs and is down in the dirt, and Taylor will steal. And that's his second stolen base. Now runners on the corners. a chance to do some early damage. Haven't seen that much from Pulaski in the series. But now it's time for Ben Timblin, the Wofford Terrier. Cribbs had a good first at bat. Lost a little bit of control since then. Timblin, 1-for-3 last night. He got on base with a walk. And he came across the plate once as well. And Timblin sends this one into right field. And it is far into the stands. 0-1 the count. Cribbs, only 28 walks in his 65 innings. The year before, it was only 26 in 64 innings. But that was with his time at Cleveland State. That next pitch is fouled away. Timblin tried to hold back, but the ball clipped the knob of the bat. And it's an 0-2 count. Cribbs, a chance to respond. One runner 90 feet away, and Cribbs will check over at first to Ricketts. And Ricketts reaches safely. Not much of a struggle. Here comes the pitch from Cribbs, and that ball grounded up the middle. Trouble with it. The flip to short, and it's a double play. Brogan Jones bobbles it, but he composes himself and flips it to Cam Dernan, who then throws it to P.J. Jones. It's a 4-6-3 double play to end the inning. 0-0 the score from Pulaski. We are deadlocked in a tie.
The Kingsport Axemen are proud to present our Summer Fireworks Nights are back this season at Hunter Wright Stadium. Take in the action at the ballpark on Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. That is Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. And catch our post-game fireworks show immediately after the games. It is a show the whole family is sure to enjoy.
Hey Kingsport, becoming a member of the Kingsport family YMCA isn't just joining a gym. It's joining a movement. A movement to help kids reach their full potential, promote healthy living, and build a stronger, more connected community. Whether you're working out, giving back, or cheering from the stands, the Y is with you every step of the way, helping you and your family learn, grow, and thrive. And here's more good news. We offer a 10% military discount for active duty and veterans, and financial assistance is available through our Open Door Scholarship Program. Every membership, every donation helps fuel amazing causes like our feeding program, making a real impact right here at home. Join us today at the Kingsport Family YMCA, where community begins. Cam Dernan will lead us off here in the top of the second inning. Langie Jureka out of Queens University of Charlotte has made quick work of the last three batters. Here comes the pitch. And that one called a strike on the outside corner. Cam Dernan yesterday, 1-for-3, had two RBIs and reached with base on balls twice. And that pitch to Dernan is in the zone as well. The Wichita State Shocker had a very solid season. 207 at-bats, hit .251, drove in 27 batters. Drake of the 0-2 pitch, and that one misses way outside in the other batter's box. Dirt, Dernan, 1-2. He awaits. Drake deals. And that one, ground to the third. Holt has trouble with it, and it gets through. And that will go down as an E5. Holt, a rare defensive mistake, and that will bring up P.J. Jones. Jones, no hits in three at-bats yesterday. However, he did reach on three walks, but he did strike out twice. Yet to get a hit in the series. He does foul off the first pitch of the at-bat. It's 0-1 count. P.J. Jones, the grandson of former Twins star Cesar Tovar. Baseball in his blood, and Dernan almost caught the throw over, but he is back in. He got caught in no man's land, but he is able to safely slide back into first. Jones hit .282 with his Maryland Terrapins last year in 39 at-bats. That was 11 hits, and he drove in 16 runs. And big swing and a miss. Jones goes down on strikes. And that will lead us to Jace Roussian. He will be the catcher tonight, making his debut behind the plate. In game one, it was Ty Denton. Yesterday, it was Blake Primrose. Here comes the pitch. And he grounds one to the right side. Tool charges. The throw to first is in time. That is the second out, but Dernan moves over to second. He is now in scoring position for Liam McCallum. McCallum, two hits yesterday and six at-bats. Drove in one run. And the night before, he was a pinch hitter in the sudden death extra inning. We'll see what he can do. He comes from Winthrop. He's mainly a pitcher, but he is also a bit of a utility guy. He's got quite a bit of a bat. And Jerica's pitch misses outside 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that one on the outside corner caught a strike. Jerica, two seasons with Queens. Once again, 88 strikeouts last year. That is quite an impressive stat as McCallum floats one into center field, and it is hunted down by Kennedy Drexler. He makes the grab and ends the inning. No runs, no hits on one error. And your scores, we head to the bottom of two, Kingsport 0, Pulaski 0. More baseball to come right after these messages.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Loan subject to approval. Certain terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Jonathan Holt will get things starting in the bottom of the second. The bottom of the first ended with a Ben Timblin double play. Still on the mound is Andrew Cribbs. Jonathan Holt steps into the box. Yesterday, a no-fer. 0 hits in 3 at-bats, but he did get an RBI on a walk. And here comes the pitch from Cribbs. His first offer misses just a bit upstairs. And it's a 1-0 count. Still deadlocked at 0 in the bottom of the second. We've seen scoring early on in both two games. Nothing here. And Cribbs' pitch finds the outside corner for strike number one. Cribbs coming set. Here's the pitch. And that one outside. It gets past Roussian. And it's a 2-1 count. Holding game one went 1-for-2 with 2 walks. No RBIs in that one, but he did come across the plate twice. Holt awaits this one, and Cribbs misses inside at 90. Holt out of Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, watches that one up and in. And Holt will take first base. And now stepping up to the plate is Aiden Torres. Torres started at first base in game one, and he pitched yesterday. Gave up 1 run in 2 innings. And now he's back at first base for the River Turtles. Cribbs with a guy on first. His first offer is called a strike on the inside corner.
Torres, big fella, 6'5", 220. Just finished his freshman year. University of New Orleans. You know?
Torres walked 2 guys last night and struck out a batter. And that pitch misses outside, right at 90. 1-1 is the count. Cribbs struggling to find a little bit of control early on in the game. Again, only 28 walks with Charlotte. And here comes the pitch, and that ball is fouled into the stands on the right side. Runner still on first. It's a 1-2 count now for Cribbs.
Noah Toole, who had that game-time grand slam on Thursday night, stands on deck.
And the offer from Cribbs misses on the outside corner. Doesn't get that call. Count is even at 2. One inning so far for Cribbs. Looking to make it 1.1 with an out. Here's the pitch. And that is a hesitant swing. And Torres goes down on strikes. Noah Toole, the game one hero, steps up to the plate. Toole had 1 hit but 2 RBIs last night when the River Turtles tried to rally late in the game. He attends Radford University. The Highlander swings at the first pitch and fouls that one away. A lot of righties in this Kingsport bullpen. Tool's been hitting. He's a switch hitter. He's been hitting left-handed a lot. Only one at-bat of the season so far against a left-handed pitcher. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. And that one, big swing and a miss. 0-2 is the count. Tool trying to compose himself. He had a very good season with Rafford, 184 at-bats, 47 hits, 3 home runs, with a .320 on-base percentage, along with 15 stolen bases. Nothing to laugh at right there, and that one is up and in. Tool watches that one, 1-2 the count. One away. Cribbs coming set. He kicks and deals. And that is a check swing, but he did go around. Tool is rung up, and he is retired. Two away. Now another Rafford teammate. It's Tyler Sparer. He steps up to the plate. Had another good year with the Highlanders. He made 139 at-bats. 44 of those were hits. He walked 13 times. Only struck out 10 times with the Highlanders. The first pitch to him misses outside. Sparer has been on first base the past two nights. He started catching, and he drives this one into right field. DeVia chasing this one, but it lands in foul territory before he can make the grab. 1-1 the count now for Sparer. Last night, 0-4 for him. He struggled a little bit, struck out once. And the night before, only one hit and four at-bats. But he did get three RBIs. It was a big fourth-inning base-clearing double. Now he awaits the 1-1 offer. And that one is fouled straight back into the net. Sparer getting a feel for his bat. Looking to put this one in play. 1-2 is the count. He's got hold at first base. Here comes the pitch. And the breaking ball. And that one is called a foul tip. Just barely got a piece of that one. One, two, still the count. Cribbs can get out of this inning. He kicks, he deals, and that ball driven into right field. DeVia chasing under it. He comes in a long way, but he safely makes the grab. No runs, no hits, no errors. We are deadlocked at zero heading into the third inning. Kingsport do up next.
Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Hopner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Hopner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Hopner, attorney at law.
Kingsport Aquatic Center invites you to make a splash this summer at the water park. With two water slides, the 900-foot-long Eastman Credit Union Lazy River, a toddler play area with water cannons, and a lily pad crossing, there's tons of fun to be had. Grab a snack at the concessions booth and cool off in the shade of one of our rentable cabanas. Plan your visit at www.swimkingsport.com today. Colton Sims, the batter, to lead off the third inning. He is currently committed to play with Vanderbilt. He made an appearance in game one. No hits in five at-bats. 0-5 so far to begin the young campaign. Might be 0-6. He slaps this one to short. Taylor makes the scoop and the throw over to first is in time. Alex Kelsey, the new batter. Sims still hitless on the young season. Kelsey made his debut yesterday, and it was certainly strong. Three hits and five at-bats. He came across the plate twice and had an RBI. First offering from Jureka misses outside. It's a 1-0 count with one away. Alex Kelsey out of St. Joe's goes around on that and fouls that one away. 1-1 count. Kelsey 197 at bats. He's a freshman from Reading, Pennsylvania. Drove in 33 runs for St. Joe's. He came across the plate 47 times. He goes around on that one. And fouled away on the right side. Kelsey, 11 doubles with the Hawks. And he smashed three out of the park. Had 15 stolen bases out of 20 attempts. And he awaits the 1-2 offer. Jureka the pitch. And he misses. Jureka, 88 strikeouts for a reason. He could add one right here to his repertoire. Count even at two. Kicks and deals. And that ball driven into center field. Will it get down? Drexler chases it down. And that is out number two. Kelsey is retired. Now back to the top of the lineup. It's Colin Larson. Had a two-run homer yesterday. Larson, a single to lead off the game. But, however, nobody has been able to produce since. Larson awaits, and he turns on that one in the right center, and Timblin will get under it. He glides over to make the play. No runs, no hits, no errors. It's another scoreless inning for Landry Jureka. Bottom three coming up on the other side after this.
Attention, Kingsport, are you trying to beat the summer heat? Come on down to Hunter Wright Stadium on any Thursday Axemen home game and enjoy a nice, cool, and refreshing 20-ounce draft beer for just $3 as a part of our Thirsty Thursday series this season presented by Cherokee Distributing. Cool off from the summer heat with the Kingsport Axemen.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Cribbs still on the mound for the Axemen. He's gone through two innings so far. both scoreless. He's walked two batters, but he's also struck out two. The do-up for the River Turtles is Drexler. Then it goes back to the top of the order with Malpass and then Taylor. Drexler, the center fielder out of Southern University. He's a redshirt freshman from New Iberia, Louisiana. He tries to get the bats going here for Pulaski. Cribbs looks to keep that from happening. His first offer is fouled back. Drexler collects himself. The mechanical engineering major. The next pitch is called a strike on the inside. Drexler, only 9 at-bats, however, he did appear in 7 games for the Jaguars. He awaits this one. He swung on, and that is fouled. Dribbles over to Cribbs. And it is an 0-2 count. Drexler yesterday 0-4, and in game 1, 1-4. Drexler down in the count, 0-2. The pitch from Cribbs. That ball ripped into right center, and it is down for a base hit. Drexler reaches first base safely, and we are back to the top of the order. Aiden Malpass steps up to the plate. Cribbs allows his first hit. Malpass. He's originally from Hoover, Alabama. He awaits the first offering as Cribbs misses inside. Malpass was a multi-sport athlete at John Carroll Catholic High School. He was the 7th-ranked outfielder in the state of Alabama. He hit .418, had 36 steals in 2022 when his team won the Class 5A state championship. 2-0's the count. The left-handed batter awaits, and Cribbs, a pickoff move over to first, and Drexler slides back in. .20 the count. And Malpass grounds one through the right side. Drexler reaches second base. Now it's 2 hits for the River Turtles. 2 guys on base for JT Taylor. 1 guy in scoring position. He had 40 RBIs with North Carolina A&T. Last night, Taylor 2 hits and an RBI. Has a chance to add to his RBI total on the year. He can make it go from 1-2. Here comes the pitch. Cribbs, and he disengages and will check Drexler on second base. Taylor awaits the first offer, and that pitch sails just a bit inside. 1-0 is the count. Cribbs only allowed 63 hits in his 65 innings of work with the 49ers. Cripps checking Drexler one more time. The pitch, swing and a miss from Taylor. He goes right through it. Runners on first and second. The pitch. And Taylor checks his swing. They say he went around. 1-2 count. In the bottom of the third, still deadlocked at zero. Pulaski in scoring position. A base hit right here from Taylor likely scores a run. Cribs the pitch. Taylor pounces on it into left field, and Larson ranges under it. He's got it. Drexler going from third. The throw, the relay. And Drexler is under it at third base. He slides underneath the tag of Colton Sims. Drexler, a dangerous decision, but it pays off. He now moves 90 feet closer to scoring. That is the first out of the inning for Kingsport. Runners now on the corner. Now it is Braden Ricketts. Ricketts, two RBIs last night. In the first game of the series, had three, so he's got five RBIs on the year. And he grounds this one foul. And Ricketts wanted that one. Got the pitch he was looking for, just couldn't straighten it out. 0-1 the count. And now it's Andrew Cribbs, the pitch. And that one misses low, 1-1 the count. One away. Ricketts walked his last time up. A walk here would load the bases. Cribbs comes set, and he will check over to first base. And Malpass is back in safely. Ricketts still awaits. And it will check over one more time. And Jones has to reach a little bit behind him to make that grab. Two hits for the Pulaski offense in this inning. They'd like it to pay off. Here comes the pitch. Runner goes. And the pitch misses. 2-1 the count. And now two runners in scoring position. Malpass took second base. No stolen bases for him with Missouri. Here comes the pitch, and Ricketts lines one through the right side. One run will score, and Malpass is held up at third base. An RBI single for Braden Ricketts, and that's RBI number 6 on the season. 1-0 River Turtles lead. That's their first lead of the series, believe it or not, even though they took home the game one victory. They've never led except for this moment right here. Manager Rick Adair heading out to the mound. And it looks like Andrew Cribbs' day might be over. We'll see if we have a new pitcher here in a moment. Braden Ricketts, he has been absolutely hot to start the season. And Adair will move back into the dugout. and Cribbs will remain in the game. He's going to get a chance to close out this inning. Ben Timlin, the new batter.
Ben Timlin at the dish.
Here's the pitch, and that one caught a strike. He grounded into a double play his last time up. The freshman from Signal Mountain, Tennessee, plays with Wofford, and he grounds this one. The flip, the throw is in time. 4-6-3 double play. Timlin grounds into another double play. This one ends the inning and the scoring threat, but not before the River Turtles get on the board. One run on three hits and no errors. Pulaski leads the Axemen 1-0 as we head to the top of the fourth.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Netting Pros and Stadionic are proud to return as the official netting partner of the Appalachian League. Our team prides themselves on making sports facilities iconic, whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more. Netting Pros and Stadionic are the most trusted names in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more.
Hey, Axemen's fans, join in on the fun this summer at Hunter Wright Stadium for our $2 Tuesdays. Come out to the ballpark and enjoy $2 concessions items such as hot dogs, popcorn, and candy while cheering on the hometown team every Tuesday home game during the 2025 summer season.
Rogan Jones to lead off the top of the fourth. Landry Jureka has been excellent so far in this one, only allowed one hit so far. His first offering of the inning, it misses on the outside corner. Jureka, he's made it through three innings, and he's earned himself a strikeout, only one base runner. 2-0 the count as Drake's last pitch missed. And the next pitch right down the middle. 2-1 the count. Jones grounded into a double play in the first inning. And here comes the pitch. And Jones fouls this one away. Count evens up at 2. Rogan Jones, 60 hits last year with Cleveland State. He's had a solid start to the season so far as he watches that one for ball three. Two hits for Jones on the year. He's hitting .286 here in the Appalachian League. Full count delivery, and that one is fouled away. Jones will await the next pitch, still at the full count. The pitch, and that one is fouled away by Jones. It's a battle. Draco versus Jones. Only one can come out on top. Jerica, 88 strikeouts on to 20 walks with the Royals. Here comes the pitch, and that ball grounded to the left side. Holt gloves it. The throw to first is in time. Jones almost beat the throw out. But Torres able to stretch out and glove it. The first batter of the inning is retired. 0-0. New count for Landis De Villa. Big swing and a miss for him. He leads the Appalachian League in walks. He has six of them to this point. Here comes the pitch, and DeVilla takes this one into left center. Mall pass ranging under it, and he makes the routine grab. Thought that one might have a chance to get down, but it just hung up in the air long enough for mall pass to range under it. Two away in the top of the fourth. It's Cam Dernan stepping up to the plate. Dernan awaits. And that pitch misses inside. Dernan, a four-year starter in high school. He was a three-time first-team All-State player. He was the ninth-ranked shortstop in Missouri. He comes from Lynn Creek. 2-0 is the count now. Dernan tied for fifth in the Appalachian League with RBIs. He turns on this one down the line, and it is down for a base hit. Dernan rounds first, but he will retreat. Cam Dernan a base knock, and Kingsport might have a little something on their hands. E.J. Jones, he struggled to start the season. Still hitless with the Axemen. Jerica comes set. Here comes the pitch. And that ball, broken bat into left field. Is it down? Oh! Laying out his mouth pass. And he makes the grab. Aiden Malpass saves what could have possibly been a run had he not caught it. And that play by Malpass keeps it a 1-0 River Turtles lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on one hit and no errors.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If you are looking for the perfect mix of adventure and academics, check out East Tennessee State University. Tucked away right here in the Appalachian Mountains, ETSU has been named a top adventure college in the South. With small class sizes, over 180 programs, and a campus full of life, you'll find your passion and your people. And when you're not hitting the books, hit the trails or cheer on ETSU's 18 Division I teams. Ready for your next great life adventure? Head to etsu.edu. We have a defensive substitution for Kingsport. Andrew Cribbs' day is over. The new pitcher on the mound is Tate Anderson from McCook Community College. He is from Auckland, New Zealand. In his time with McCook, he had 13 appearances his freshman season. He started 5 games, had a record of 1 win and 2 losses, has 2 saves and 1 complete game. 39.2 innings of work, he allowed 44 hits and struck out 34 guys and surrendered 14 earned runs. That was enough to get Anderson the All-Region honorable mention. And now he will face his first batter of the year. And it is Jonathan Holt. Had a leadoff walk in the second inning. Andrew Cribbs pitched 3 innings, allowed 3 hits and 1 earned run. Did strike out 2 guys. Anderson's first pitch misses. Anderson comes set his pitch, and that one floats just a bit high. 2-0 the count. Jonathan Holt. 5 at-bats on the season. He pops this one into right, ranging back his DeVia at the track, and he makes the grab. First guy is retired. Holt has walked 4 times, leading to his seemingly small at-bat size. Still only 1 hit on the year for him. And now up to bat, it's Aiden Torres. The first baseman slash pitcher, he's a two-way guy. And Anderson's first pitch sails just a bit outside. 1-0 is the count. Approaching the hour mark of the game, Torres gives this one a ride into right field. Landis DeVia, back-to-back putouts. Noah Toole will step into the box. Toole, the freshman at Radford University. Toole struck out swinging his last time up. And Anderson, only 5 pitches into the innings, he's already got 2 outs. Back-to-back F9s, we'll see if he can make it 3 in a row. And that ball misses just a bit on the outside. 1-0 is the count. Noah Toole facing a left-handed pitcher. He's in the right batter's box. 2-0 the count. Toole showing his patience at the plate. He drew 17 walks with the Highlanders. Here comes the pitch, and that pitch finds the zone on the inside. 2-1 the count. And Toole takes this one into center field. It drops for a base hit. Toole reaches first base safely and swings it over to his Highlander teammate, Tyler Sparr. Sparr, he's played catcher, first base, and now he is DHing today. looking to drive his teammate in. And that pitch almost gets away from Jace Rusian, the catcher. 1-0 the count. Two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Anderson comes set, and he will check over at first base. Tool slides back in. Tool, 15 stolen bases. And he will check over to Tool one more time. Tool, no stolen bases so far this year with the River Turtles. Here comes the pitch, and Anderson misses on the inside. Noah Tool last year with Pulaski had 7 stolen bases. We'll see if he can reach that same total. And that ball driven into center field, and ranging under it is Alex Kelsey. Barely has to move to make the final out of the inning. We are through 4 innings in Pulaski, the rubber match for the first series win of the year. The 5th inning coming up right after this.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey Kingsport, becoming a member of the Kingsport family YMCA isn't just joining a gym. It's joining a movement. A movement to help kids reach their full potential, promote healthy living, and build a stronger, more connected community. Whether you're working out, giving back, or cheering from the stands, the Y is with you every step of the way, helping you and your family learn, grow, and thrive. And here's more good news. We offer a 10% military discount for active duty and veterans, and financial assistance is available through our Open Door Scholarship Program. Every membership, every donation helps fuel amazing causes like our feeding program, making a real impact right here at home. Join us today at the Kingsport Family YMCA, where community begins. Jureka remains on the mound. He has made it through 4 scoreless innings so far. His first offer misses on the outside. Outside for ball one to Jace Rusian. 46 pitches for Jureka so far. Landry Jureka going for the W if he can get through. Jace Rusian, the batter, and he watches that one on the outside. It's called a strike. 1-1 the count. Here comes the pitch, and that one caught a ball on the outside. 2-1 the count. Rusian goes to Boston College. He's a native from Nahant, Massachusetts. Went to Phillips Academy. Here comes the pitch, and Rusian grounds this one to second base. Noah Tool gloves it, and the throw to first is in time. 4-3 ground out. Will retire the first batter of the inning. McCallum, the next guy up. From the land down under. He's played 4 seasons collegiate baseball. Started his freshman year at Gonzaga. Spent the next 2 with Coppin State. And he spent this past season with Winthrop. And here's the pitch, and that one misses outside. Hill, McCallum awaits. And that pitch misses low. 2-0 the count. Draco falls behind. McCallum 0-for-1 on the night so far. He grounds this one over to second. Scoop is made by Tool, and he rifles it over to first base for the second out of the inning. Noah Tool showing off the glove out there at second base today. He's been nearly perfect in the field. Colton Sims, the high school senior committed to Vanderbilt, now steps into the box. Still hitless on the young season. Here comes the pitch from Jureka, and that's a swing and a miss on the inside. That pitch from Jureka in at 86 miles per hour. Jureka has been willing and dealing on the mound. He's now through 4 2/3 innings, only 2 hits, and those were the only 2 guys on base all night for Kingsport. One of those 4 has already been sent home for the summer. Coastal Carolina swept Auburn. Jureka goes into his motion. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled away by Sims. He falls behind 0-2. 89 miles per hour from Jureka. It's still a Pulaski lead, 1-0. Jureka goes into his motion, kicks and deals, and that one is in the dirt. 1-2 count. Going on his 5th inning, but still only 1 strikeout for Jureka. That changeup missed. It's a 1-2 count. Sims awaits. Here's the pitch, and he pounces on this one, but it bounces foul. Sims stays alive. Sims from Leawood, Kansas. Never heard of it before. Might have to check it out sometime. Don't know where in Kansas it is. Maybe near Dodge City, possibly. And that pitch misses outside, 2-2 count. Gotta be honest, Dodge City is the only city in Kansas that I know of, besides Topeka. And here's the pitch. And swing and a miss from Colton Sims. Jureka, the second strikeout of the day for him, and he is through 5 scoreless innings. 1-0 River Turtles lead. No hits, no errors, and no runs. Jureka is running through this Kingsport lineup. More in the bottom of the 5th to come.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for low loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Loan subject to approval. Certain terms and conditions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Landry Jureka, through 5 innings, he's the only Pulaski starter to make it past the 2nd inning. and he has thrown a gem of a game so far. Pulaski has had some famous pitchers come through. Edwin Diaz, Nestor Cortez, the more recent guys. But then back in the Braves dynasty, Steve Avery and Mark Wallers as well. He could be the next in a long line of great Pulaski pitchers. Tate Anderson still on the mound. It's Drexler at bat. It's a 1-0 count. Drexler a single last time. He pops this one up into left. It's trouble. Diving grab by Colin Larson. Flashing his SEC glove out in the field. The Golden Eagle soaring to make that grab. It's one away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Aiden Malpass back up to the plate. And that pitch is in the zone for a strike. Malpass one for two today. Has a stolen base to his name. And that one misses outside. 1-1 is the count. Malpass awaits, and he swings on that one and fouls it away. Malpass, the only run to come across the plate tonight for either side. His bat has not been too hot to start the year. No hits, but he has one today. And it came at a great time. It's a 1-0 lead for Pulaski. And Malpass, big swing and a miss. And he will sit down on strikes. Two away now, fairly quickly. Tate Anderson only at 17 pitches. And now it's JT Taylor digging into the box. JT Taylor, 60 hits with North Carolina A&T. Diving grab by Sims. The throw to first is in time. The Vanderbilt commit. Showing off his field prowess. No runs, no hits. Tate Anderson makes it through another inning. Your score still 1-0 River Turtles lead. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Netting Pros and Stadionic are proud to return as the official netting partner of the Appalachian League. Our team prides themselves on making sports facilities iconic. Whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more. Netting Pros and Stadionic are the most trusted names in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Who's the new guy on the mound? Okay. Yeah. New pitcher on the mound for the River Turtles. Landry Jureka finishes his gem of a performance. Five scoreless innings. Certainly a breath of fresh air for Pulaski. Kyle Knoll, the new guy on the mound. He's the left-handed pitcher. He goes to Erskine College in South Carolina. He's originally from Fort Mill. He is a junior. He stands at a towering 6'7", 180 pounds. He's a mathematics major, and he slings the rock left-handed. Innings pitched for Knoll, and his first pitch is on the outside corner, called a strike. Knoll only 10 earned runs in those 32 innings pitched, a 2.76 ERA, and this one is fouled away. Alex Kelsey, the batter, the lefty out of St. Joe's. He's 0-1, 0-1 today. 0-2 count. Knoll kicks and deals, and grounder to the right side. Torres gloves it, and he steps on the bag. The unassisted put out for Aiden Torres, and the first batter is retired. We kick it back to the top of the lineup. Colin Larson, the excellent diving grab last inning. He now steps up to the plate. Hit 228 with Boston College last year. Larson one for two today, had a leadoff single to start the game. Nothing came of it, however, as the very next batter grounded into a double play. Here comes the pitch. And that one on the corner for a strike. The starting outfield for Kingsport all bat left-handed. Larson, he's been in left field for all three games, and he swings on this one, grounds at the tool. Clean scoop, the throw to first is in time. Noah Tool looking sharp at second base. Bogan Jones, the new batter. Jones, two hits on the year. He's 0-2 today. No, only five pitches. He's made quick work of two batters. Here comes the pitch. And that ball is in the zone at 73. 0-1 is the count. Knoll comes set. He delivers. And Jones watches that one on the outside, and it's called a strike. Knoll. The towering lefty. His pitch is grounded back towards him off of his foot. The throw to first is not in time. Rogan Jones able to beat out the throw. I believe that will go in the book as a base hit. Rogan Jones on base for the first time tonight.
Yes, sir.
Now it's Landis Davila, the Mississippi State Bulldog from Knoxville, Tennessee. He's a freshman there, only six at-bats this year. But it is a loaded SEC team. He'll get his time eventually. Here comes the pitch, and that one called a strike. Knoll finds himself ahead in the count. Via awaits the pitch, and that offer misses on the outside corner. DeVita an impressive 6 walks on the year, yet to reach base tonight. No, we'll check the runner at first. He goes, and Torres loses it. A beautiful pickoff move from Noel. He likely would have had Jones. He had him dead to rights. He just could not get the ball out of his glove. In E3, we'll move Brogan Jones over to second base. And now Kingsport a chance to tie things up. 1-1 count with two away. A hit in the outfield will likely score Brogan Jones. Here comes the pitch. And that one misses on the outside. 1-1 the count. DeVita, no hits today. Noel steps off the mound. Two-one the count. Noel checks Jones at second. And there's that pitch, and it misses outside. That one at 84. Three-one count now. Can DeVita put together walk number 7? Noel kicks and deals. Swing and a miss from DeVita. Full count. DeVita won RBI with Mississippi State. And so far this year, he has 1 RBI with the Axemen in his 5 at-bats. Here comes the pitch, and DeVita fouls this one away. He stays alive. 3-2 count with two away. Tying run 180 feet away. Big moment for DeVita. The Pulaski pitching staff has been spotless so far. Noel the pitch, and this ball popped up in the foul territory, and this one gets into the stands. Holt was chasing it from third base, but realized he did not have a chance at it. Three, two count. A full-on battle between Noel and DeVita. Noel collects. His pitch is fouled back. DeVita still staying alive. He's stubborn. 21 strikeouts for Kyle Noel with Erskine College. And he walked 19 batters. And DeVita grounds it. Holt charges it. And he can't scoop it. Another error from Jonathan Holt. An uncharacteristic game. And runners are safe. And they are on the corners. Cam Dernan. 5 RBIs on the year for him. He is tied for first on the team with Blake Primrose. Dernan 1-for-2 tonight. And we're going to get a brief meeting on the mound. The infield congregates. Tying run now 90 feet away. Vernon's been dangerous. 1-for-2 tonight. And coming into the game, he was 9. He was 4-for-9. Has five RBIs, 5 hits, had a double. And he's only struck out once. The Wichita State Shocker has definitely been one of the best players in the league to start this season. He awaits his first pitch, and a swing and a miss from Dernan. Strike number one. Noel's been great about starting the counts in his favor. Noel comes set. Here comes the pitch, and Dernan swings at the high fastball. And it's an 0-2 count. Dernan trails. Runners on the corners, 2 away. And Noel disengages. Noel collects himself. The 0-2 offer. Runner goes, and Dernan fouls this one over the press box. O-2 still the count. DeVia on first, Jones on third. Dernan can tie the game up with one swing, and Noel slings this over to first. Torres lucky to get his glove on it. Oh, 2 is the count now. 2 down. Here in the top of the sixth. Noel delivers, and this ball is fouled back to the right side. Here comes the pitch, and Noel misses this one outside in the other batter's box. Ricketts luckily able to catch that one. Could have been dangerous. 1-2. Noel in a big moment. Dernan awaits, runner goes, and he fouls this one. Straight up, it's coming to the press box, and it lands right on top of us. Dernan stays alive, and the battle continues. 6 pitches so far in the at-bat, going on 7. Noel can end the inning right here. Dernan can tie it. Runner goes, and Larson... Dernan fouls it back. Jones over at third. DeVia at first. DeVia, 1 stolen base for Kingsport. He did get caught stealing yesterday. The 8th pitch of the at-bat. Runner goes and rings him up. Dernan caught looking on the inside corner. Kyle Noel, big strikeout to end the inning. And your score is still Kingsport 0, Pulaski 1. No runs on 1 hit and 2 errors.
The Kingsport Axemen are proud to present our Summer Fireworks Nights are back this season at Hunter Wright Stadium. Take in the action at the ballpark on Friday, June 13th. Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. That is Friday, June 13th, Wednesday, July 3rd, and Saturday, July 19th. And catch our post-game fireworks show immediately after the games. It is a show the whole family is sure to enjoy. Hey, Axemen's fans, join in on the fun this summer at Hunter Wright Stadium for our $2 Tuesdays. Come out to the ballpark and enjoy $2 concessions items such as hot dogs, popcorn, and candy while cheering on the hometown team every Tuesday home game during the 2025 summer season.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Braden Ricketts to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning. Timblin and Holt the do up as well. Here comes the pitch from Anderson, and that one misses outside. Anderson's made it through two innings so far, only allowing one hit. He struck out one batter as well. Here comes the pitch, and that one grounded. It's Sims making the grab. The throw to first a little high, but Jones makes the grab. P.J. Jones shows off the glove at first base. Secures an awkward throw from Colton Sims. Now it's Ben Timblin, the batter. Here comes the pitch, and he watches that one on the outside. Called a ball. Here's the pitch, and that one called a strike on the inside. Timblin a little bit baffled at that one. Timblin, two hits coming into the tonight. He lifts this one into left center, and that one's down for a base hit. Timblin rounding second, but he will stay. And Aaron throw, but Tate Anderson backs up third base, and he keeps that one from going into the Kingsport dugout. Jonathan Holt, the new batter. An uncharacteristic game for Holt. He will step up to the plate. Walked his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Here comes the pitch. A runner in scoring position. That one caught a strike on the outside corner. ...01 is the count. Timblin on second base. Swiped eight bags with Wofford. The pitch from Anderson. And that one misses. Count is even at one. Anderson gets his sign. He comes set, checks the runner. Here comes the pitch. And that pitch is caught a ball on the inside. Anderson comes set. Here's the pitch. And that one caught a ball as well in the inside corner. Wednesday and Thursday night. Before heading to Bristol to face the Anderson just barely missing the zone with some of these balls. Here comes the next pitch, and that ball is lifted into left field. It's down for a single. Timlin will move over to third. He will hold and hold a base hit. And now it's Aiden Torres. Rick Adair heads to the mound, and it looks like Tate Anderson's day might be done. And we have somebody exiting the Kingsport bullpen, and we will let you know who that is as soon as we get back.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Attention, Kingsport, are you trying to beat the summer heat? Come on down to Hunter Wright Stadium on any Thursday Axemen home game and enjoy a nice, cool, and refreshing 20-ounce draft beer for just $3 as a part of our Thirsty Thursday series this season presented by Cherokee Distributing. Cool off from the summer heat with the Kingsport Axemen.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Peyton Armour, the new pitcher on the mound for Kingsport. He's the sophomore out of Lincoln Memorial. He's right-handed. He stands at 6'2", 210 pounds out of Decatur, Tennessee. He made 21 appearances last year with Lincoln Memorial. Two of those resulted in a win. And he also had three saves in 28 and two-thirds innings of work. He gets the nod here as there's one away in the bottom of the sixth with runners on the corner. Here comes the pitch. He's got a wicked sidearm delivery, and that one misses just a bit low. Anderson swings it over to Armour. It's 1-0-2. And that ball misses. 1-1 count now. Torres awaits, and he watches that one outside. Making his second appearance at first base. Yesterday, he was the pitcher. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a strikeout.
Torres 0 for 2 on the evening so far. He struck out and flied out to right.
And there's the pitch, and that one misses. 3-1 the count now. Torres coming into the game. 5 at-bats with no hits. He is still hitless on the young year. He has walked twice, but he has struck out three times as well. Four, if you include the one from today. Here comes the pitch, and Torres grounds this one to the left side, but it goes foul. Full count for Peyton Armour in his first at-bat. A walk here would load the bases for Noah Toole. Here comes the pitch, and Torres grounds it through the right side. Timlin will come in and score, and it's an RBI single for Aiden Torres. His first hit of the year is an RBI single, and that will extend the Pulaski lead to two. Noah Toole, he's one for two tonight. Struck out his first time up, had a single his last at-bat. Noah Toole awaits. Two guys on. He had that big grand slam in game one that tied it. Here's the pitch, and that one grounded to the right side. Jones can't get a glove on it. They wave the runner around. The throw to the plate. No, they hold him at third. Bases are loaded for Tyler Sparr. He's been DH tonight. Smashed four home runs with Rafford. Had 41 RBIs. This would be a big moment for him. Adair heads out to the mound. We'll see if we have a change or is this just a visit. Adair has worked with some big names in the pitching world. In his time with Baltimore, that was a young Jake Arrieta. He went on to win the Cy Young just a few years later with the Chicago Cubs. And in his time with the Mariners, had the pleasure of coaching Felix Hernandez, another all-time great. Meeting is over. Armour still on the mound. Sparr 0 for 2 tonight. Had a big base-clearing double in game one. And that ball misses outside, low and away. Armour, no outs yet. He's allowed two hits. And here comes the pitch. And that one gets away. And nobody will try and advance. Roussien able to track it down behind the plate before any damage can be done. Armour 21 earned runs in his time with Lincoln Memorial. In 28.2 innings, that was a 6.59 ERA. His next pitch is in the zone. 2-1 is the new count. Tyler Sparr awaits. Here's the pitch, and Sparr fouls this one away. Two-two count with the bases juiced. Only one away for Peyton Armour. Armour will disengage the rubber, recollects himself. Here comes the pitch on the way, and Sparr lays off of that one. 3-1 3-2 the count with the bases loaded. 2-0 Pulaski lead. Pulaski 8 hits on the night. The bats have been hot, and that one misses low. Sparr takes first base, and a run will score. Jonathan Holt crosses the plate, and it's a 3-0 Pulaski lead. Those last two runs to come across the plate were scored to Tate Anderson. Armour still no earned runs against him. Here comes the pitch to Kennedy Drexler, and he watches that one on the outside. It's called a strike. Drexler, no RBIs. He is 1-for-2 tonight. He was the first run of the game, and that pitch misses outside. Count is even at 1. The Southern man at the plate looking to drive in a few extra runs. Here's the pitch, and he gets a piece of this one, but he fouls it away. One, two count for Drexler. Armour kicks and deals, and Drexler grounds this one. Jones has it, and he flips it to first. The out is made, but a run will score. Drexler, his first RBI of the season. And now it's a 4-0 Pulaski lead. A big sixth inning for Pulaski has seen the lead go from 1 run to 4. And now it's Aiden Malpass is the new batter. He's 1-for-3 on the night, struck out earlier. And here's the pitch. Two runners in scoring position on second and third. No balls, one strike. Armour one out away from ending the inning. Here comes the pitch, and that one inside, called a strike. No balls, two strikes. It's an 0-2 count. Two down in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The pitch from Armour, and that ball grounded over to first. Jones bobbles it. He flips it to Armour, and he steps on first base to retire the final out of the inning. Pulaski 3 runs on 4 hits, and it is now a 4-0 River Turtle lead. We head to the seventh inning right after this.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, Axe Men's fans, join in on the fun this summer at Hunter Wright Stadium for our $2 Tuesdays. Come out to the ballpark and enjoy $2 concessions items such as hot dogs, popcorn, and candy while cheering on the hometown team every Tuesday home game during the 2025 summer season.
P.J. Jones to lead off the seventh inning. Kyle Knowles still on the mound. Made it through the last inning, only allowing one hit. Here's the pitch, and swing and a miss from Jones. No balls, one strike. Jones still hitless on the year. Here comes the pitch, and swing and a miss. O-2 count. Noel comes set. The 0-2 delivery is up and away. Speed him up there with a fastball, but 1-2 count. Jones was not buying it. Noel delivers to the lefty, and that one misses inside. An even count, two balls, two strikes. Jones still hunting his first hit. Noel delivers, and that one misses outside. Jones able to lay off the off-speed pitch. Here's the pitch, and Jones fouls this one back. Jones has walked four times on the year. No times tonight. He is 0-2 with a strikeout. 3-2 count. No searching after the first out of the inning. His delivery misses high. Jones lays off, and he will take first base. Axemen have a little bit of a chance to get a rally going. It's Jace Roussian stepping up to the dish. 0-2 on the night. He is also hitless on the year. Six at-bats prior. And Ted Powers, pitching coach for Pulaski, will go and have a bit of a brief conference with Ricketts and Noel. That was his first walk of the game. Noel came in relief for Landry Jureka. He pitched five scoreless innings. Noel scoreless so far, but a runner threatening on first. He's got through one full inning, trying to make it two. Noel, here comes the pitch, and that ball driven. Taylor got it at short. The flip to second got him. 6-4-3, double play, and now there are two away in the top of the seventh inning. JT Taylor, an error early yesterday. He has been nearly perfect since then. He took that off of a weird hop, but he grabs it safely, flips it to Noah Toole, who then fires it back to Aiden Torres. And now it's Liam McCallum, 0-for-2 on the night. Went 2-of-6 yesterday. And McCallum, base hit up the middle. Line drive up the middle. And the Australian takes first base. Sims in a big spot. McCallum at first. Noel comes set his pitch. Inside, called a strike. Sims, the victim of a strikeout earlier in the game. He is 0-for-2. Also searching after his first hit. Here's the pitch. And Sims, that's called a strike as well. He thought about going, but it's still in the zone for a strike. Noel comes set his pitch. And Sims drives this one into left, but it is in foul territory. He jumped on that pitch. Just could not get it into the field of play. Oh, 0-2 is the count. Noel threw 1.2 innings. He can make it two right here. The pitch. Swing and a miss from Colton Sims. He cannot catch up to that fastball. And we head to the seventh inning stretch. Two hits for the X-Men. Does not result in any runs. One guy left on base. And your score is still 4-0. River Turtles lead.
Attention, Kingsport, are you trying to beat the summer heat? Come on down to Hunter Wright Stadium on any Thursday Axemen home game and enjoy a nice, cool, and refreshing 20-ounce draft beer for just $3 as a part of our Thirsty Thursday series this season presented by Cherokee Distributing. Cool off from the summer heat with the Kingsport Axemen.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
JT Taylor helped turn the double play last inning. He's 0-for-2 tonight, but he has been hit by a pitch, and he also has a stolen base. The North Carolina A&T Aggie stands in the box. The first offering from Armour is outside, called a ball. 1-0 is the count. On deck, it's Braden Ricketts, 1-for-2. Here's the pitch, and that one misses outside. Taylor, two hits coming into this game, and he pops this one up into the infield. Brogan Jones ranging under it, and he gloves it. And now there is one down here in the bottom of the seventh. Braden Ricketts coming into this game. Ricketts leads the Appalachian League with 6 RBIs, but of course with his RBI today, now puts him at a total of 7. Peyton Armour's day is done. Ricky Dare makes his way out to the mound, and we will have a new Kingsport pitcher on the mound when we come back from a quick break.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you decide, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Cooper Jones, the new pitcher on the mound for Kingsport. He is a lefty from Lincoln Memorial. Gets to finish off his college teammate, Peyton Armour's inning. Jones is from Ottawa, Tennessee. He's a freshman. Went to Boyd Buchanan High School. He stands at a 6'4", 190-pound frame. Had 7 appearances. Started 4 games. Has a record of 1 win and 1 loss. In 11.2 innings of work, he gave up 14 earned runs. And that earns him a 10.8 ERA. However, he did tally 12 strikeouts in those 11.2 innings. The ever-dangerous Braden Ricketts will be his first test. Infield in a bit of a shift. Jones playing only about 20 feet away from P.J. Jones. The Jones half of the infield. Ricketts watches the first pitch on the outside. It's caught a ball. 1-0 count, and Jones, his pitch gets away from Roussian. 2-0 is the count. 84 miles per hour was that last fastball. Here's the pitch, and Jones misses on the outside once more. Struggling to find this zone and finally gets a pitch for a strike. 3-1 is the count. Armour made it through a 1 inning, allowed 2 hits and 1 earned run. And that one is in the zone for a strike. Ricketts being patient. 3-2 count. Jones answers from his early count deficit. Here's the pitch. And that ball grounded. Jones charges it. He flips it over to Jones, and he drops it. Jones can't glove it. And Ricketts reaches first base safely. I believe that will go down as an E1. We got three Jones in the field. Cooper Jones pitching. Brogan Jones at second base and P.J. Jones at first base. If you're struggling at home to keep count of who is who. And Jones delivers that one for a strike. Timblin the double in this one. He's 1-for-3. And the pitch misses outside. 1-1 now. Ricketts not much of a runner on the base paths as check swing and he went around. 1-2, the new count.
Too enticing for the Wofford Terrier product. They're in the Southern Conference down.
Ben Timblin down in the count. 1-2, Cooper Jones delivers. This one popped into shallow right field, ranging under it. And yes, it's a fair ball. It drops in play, an errant throw. And now everybody is running. Ball in left field. A bit of chaos out here in the field. Brogan Jones tried to make a sliding grab on the right field line. Adair checking to see if it was a fair ball. Brogan Jones, P.J. Jones, both were ranging under it. Brogan Jones was the one who had the best chance at it. He tried to slide and grab it, but it, as the call right now is that it was fair. And it is determined that it is fair. And now we have a runner on second and third base for Jonathan Holt. Holt singled his last time up. He's 1-for-2 on the night. He was a walk and a run. Here comes the pitch from Jones. That one finds the zone. 0-1 count. Jones, a chance to get the second out of the inning. Just could not corral the ball from P.J. Jones as this one is fouled away. I don't think I've ever said Jones this much in my entire life. O2 the count. Holt trails. The pitch. Swing and a miss from Holt. Cooper Jones strikes him out. Two down in the bottom of the seventh. Aiden Torres, an RBI single his last time up to the dish. Runners on second and third. Timblin at second, Ricketts at third. Cooper Jones kicks and deals. And that one caught a strike on the outside corner. Torres laid off of it. Torres, besides the RBI single, is 1-for-3 with an earlier strikeout. Here's the pitch. And Torres takes this one into right field. DeVia ranging under it at the track. And he makes the grab. Landis DeVia hunts it down. And we are headed to the top of the eighth inning. The Axemen able to shut the scoring threat down. And your score is still Pulaski 4, Kingsport 0. Eighth inning to come.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, X-Men's fans, join in on the fun this summer at Hunter Wright Stadium for our $2 Tuesdays. Come out to the ballpark and enjoy $2 concessions items such as hot dogs, popcorn, and candy while cheering on the hometown team every Tuesday home game during the 2025 summer season.
We have a new pitcher here in Pulaski. On the mound, it's Hunter Pinky, again out of Erskine College. Teammates with Kyle Knoll. He comes from St. Augustine, Florida, previously played at Pensacola State. He is a 6'2", 215-pound right-handed pitcher. His first pitch is called a strike as he faces Alex Kelsey. Pinky, no stats this past year with Erskine College. 0-2 is the count. And Ricketts caught that last pitch in a painful spot, to say the least. He is walking it off. Bill Kinneberg, the manager, coming to check on his catcher. Kelsey is 0-2 on the night. Had a stellar three-hit game yesterday. Has not been able to capture that same magic in today's contest. Kelsey, 7 at-bats, 3 hits. Had 1 RBI in yesterday's contest as well. And Ricketts is up and moving around. Looks like he will continue. Just over the 2-hour mark, it is now full nighttime. Playing under the lights here in Calfee Park. 0-2 is the count. Pinky ahead of Kelsey. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss from Alex Kelsey, and he sits down on 3 straight strikes. Pinky starts off the top of the 8th strong. Colin Larson now in the box. He's 1-for-3, had a single to lead off the game, has not done anything since. Pinky, the pitch, and misses outside. That pitch at 81. Larson, another guy, he's had a strong start to the season. And Larson fouls this away. 3 total hits in his 3 games. One of those a 2-run homer. And that one came yesterday. Here comes the pitch, Pinky. And this one fouled back up towards the press box. And it lands right behind us. 1-2 count. Colin Larson fighting. One away here in the top of the eighth. Into his motion, kicks and deals. And Larson fouls this one foul. Here comes the pitch. Pankey delivers, and that one misses outside. 2-2 the count. The pitch to Larson. Big swing and a miss. Larson. Uncontrollable swing. And he is caught chasing. Two away now in the top of the eighth inning. Pankey delivers, and this one is grounded foul. Brogan Jones, 1-for-3 tonight. Jones has walked 4 times on the season. Tied for 3rd on the team with Colin Larson. Pankey engages the rubber. He comes set. Goes into his windup. He kicks and deals. And that one finds the zone for strike number 2. Pankey, a hot inning, and that one lined up the middle. Taylor scoops it, the throw to first is in time. 6-3 ground out, and we will head to the bottom of the eighth. Might be the River Turtles' last time up. We'll have to find out. Plenty more baseball to come right after this.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Netting Pros and Stadionic are proud to return as the official netting partner of the Appalachian League. Our team prides themselves on making sports facilities iconic, whether it's batting practice equipment, facility netting, custom wall padding, or so much more. Netting Pros and Stadionic are the most trusted names in the industry for facility equipment solutions. Visit nettingpros.com today to learn more.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pickens, the new guy on the mound for Kingsport. Tyler Pickens comes from Cleveland State Community College. He's from Knoxville, Tennessee. Just finished his sophomore year with the Cougars. Noah Toole will lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. Tool 2-for-3 with a strikeout in his first at-bat, but he has been stellar at the plate since with 2 singles. Tyler Pickens, 22 appearances. He went 3-1 in 38.2 innings of work. He let up 50 runs, but only 27 earned runs. And that is a 6.28 ERA. A ground ball over to P.J. Jones. He flips it back to Tyler Pickens. And that is the first out of the inning. Tool is set down for the second time tonight. Tyler Sparr stepping up to the plate. Pickens delivers his first pitch of the at bat is in the zone for a strike. Here's the pitch, and that ball grounded to short. Dernan scoops it up. The laser to first is in time. Cam Dernan, spotless in the field so far this season. He certainly looks like a star in the making. 2 away now in the bottom of the eighth. Kennedy Drexler, the new batter. The Southern Jaguar up the plate. He swings on the first pitch and drills this one into left. Larson lunging under it. Squeezes the glove. It's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. We will swing this to the top of the ninth. Kingsport on their last leg. They trail 4-0. Heading into the top of the ninth inning.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Davia, Dernan, and Jones, the do-up in a do-or-die top of the ninth inning. Davia 0-for-3. He watches the first pitch from Pinky on the outside corner, called a strike. Pinky, a stellar eighth inning. His next pitch misses low in the zone. 1-1 the count. Pinky in his motion. His next offer is outside. Davila lays off of it. Here's the pitch, and that one misses. 3-1 the new count. Pinky kicks and deals. And that one called a strike on the outside corner. Davila laid off of it. But called a strike nonetheless. Full count. The pitch. DeVille watches, and it's called a ball. He is awarded first base. Just missed it. Cam Dernan now up to bat. If there's a time for Kingsport to get hot, it is right now. Do or die, top of the ninth. They still trail by 4 runs. Dernan can get a rally started. He's 1-for-3 with a strikeout. And this pitch misses outside. Pinky hit that at 86 on the radar gun. One ball, no strikes. Pinky offers. And that one is in the zone. Dernan watches. 1-1 the count. Dernan, no RBIs in this one. He's got 5 on the series, but none today as he fouls this one away. One, two is the count. Dernan in a big spot. DeVille has 1 stolen base on the year. We'll see if they choose to be aggressive. He pops this one off into the right stands. Landing in the concourse. Dernan digs in. Pinky kicks and deals, and this one is rung up on the outside corner. Dernan goes down looking, his 2nd strikeout of the night. And now it's P.J. Jones coming up to the plate with DeVille over on first. Jones 0-for-2 with a walk in this one. He now has 5 walks on the season, yet no hits. Here comes the pitch, and that one misses inside. Jones straightens up off the plate. 1-0 the count. On deck is Roussian. And in the hole, it's McCallum, who is 1-for-3 at a single in his last at-bat. And turning on this one is Jones. And that one was absolutely ripped. Maybe could have been gone if he straightened it out. It is a killer wall in right field. Jones the lefty. 1-1 the count, and he watches this one down in the zone. 1-1 the 2-1 the count. Pinky offers and swing and fouls this one back. Jones was the 6th ranked overall prospect in Minnesota in his class. He was the number 1 overall first baseman in the state. He has struggled to make an impact here in the early goings of the season. 2-2. Here comes the pitch. Runner goes. DeVille takes the throw. Not in time. And Jones was rung up on that pitch. But DeVille takes 2nd base, and now the game will rest in the hands of Jace Roussian. Bit of a questionable strike on that last pitch. But it comes down to Roussian. He watches the first pitch from Pinky as a strike. Roussian from Boston College. Plays in the ACC. Used to big in moments. He could be a hero right here. Big swing and a miss. He is down in the count. 0-2. Kingsport down to their last strike. They could fall to 1-2 on the season. Roussian waits the pitch. He drills this into left field. It is hooking and into the stands. Someone will get a lucky souvenir out of that one. No balls, two strikes. The crowd coming alive for this final at-bat, possibly. Roussian still alive. Pankey kicks and deals, and that one misses just a bit low. One ball, two strikes for Jace Roussian. Here comes the pitch. Roussian lays off of it, and it's called a ball on the outside corner. The crowd wants a strike on that one. Could have ended the game. Now it's a 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Runner goes, and that is called a ball. Full count. DeVia 90 feet away from being the first Kingsport run. Pankey one strike away from a combined shutout. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fouled back into the glove. Down goes Roussian on strikes. Pulaski comes away with a series victory, a thrilling game one comeback. Kingsport took game two, and Pulaski shuts out the Axemen. A brilliant pitching performance lifts the River Turtles to 2-1 on the season. And your Kingsport Axemen fall to 1-2. Tomorrow will be an off day, but the Axemen will be in action with their home opener on Monday night. Kingsport will be playing to return to that 500 mark, and we'll see what the Axemen do when we get there. But from Pulaski County, I have been Thomas Hallett, bringing you this presentation of Kingsport Axemen Baseball, and I will see you all next time.